Although the sun is an essential life force, we need to protect ourselves from its relentless glare. Sunglasses? Check. Beach umbrella? Check. Tinted car windows? Check. A huge multi-trillion-dollar parasol floating in outer space to reduce global warming? Huh? Ready or not, here comes the corporate hucksters and techno-fantasists with a dazzling scheme to prevent climate change without requiring any actual change in human behavior. Amazing! It's easy, they exclaim. Simply put a massive space-brella between us and El Sol, and voila! It will block enough of those bad old sun rays to lower the planet's temp enough for us to keep trucking. This is indeed simple, as in simpleton. It reminds me of the 1950s atomic bomb drills we had in elementary school, when we tykes were instructed to protect ourselves by crouching under our desks. Today's space-brella hawkers offer the same sort of approach. Since political and corporate powers aren't doing near enough to prevent cataclysmic climate disaster, they cheerfully say that we can hide under their phantasmagoric space shield. That way, we won't have to bother big oil, big coal, and other money powers with our demands to convert from exploitative fossil fuel economy to climate-friendly fuels and sustainable systems. It's embarrassing that this clique of profiteers, politicians, and so-called scientists should be so frivolous as to propose that humanity dodge reality and fritter away our future on such a gimmick. The real solution is right here on Earth, basically requiring that we stop the stupidity. This is Jim Hightower saying, these techno-money schemes are like Icarus, the mythological Greek character who created wings of wax and feathers so he could fly. But he flew too close to the sun, and his wings melted, so he plunged to his death in the sea. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.